When not properly and strategically structured, the cost of the sales force can overwhelm any possibility of profit. There's a new model companies are adopting that solves this. Welcome back to the Profit Tips Library. In this video, I want to talk about divisional labor in the sales force. This really comes from the work done by Justin Roth-Marsh of Ballistics. He's a consultant and author and has written a book called The Machine, which I think is one of the seminal works in Salesforce organization and really is a gateway into the future of the Salesforce in terms of how it's organized and how it's paid. In his book, Justin argues that sales is the last field of a human endeavor that has not yet been touched by a division of labor. In no other field do we have people that plant their own seeds, grow their own wheat, grind their own grain, bake their own bread so they can eat it. And yet in sales, we still are following a centuries-old model where the salesperson is responsible for everything from prospecting to qualifying, lead generation, presentations, follow-up, customer service, and heaven forbid, even collections. It is almost impossible to find somebody that can be good in all of those areas or even a few of them. And that means that in most of the areas of effort, the salesperson is the least qualified person to be doing that particular job. It also means we have very highly paid and valuable people doing work that could be done by salaried or lower cost people and people that could be shared across the sales force. In the opening chapter of his book, he describes a scenario where this one high-powered salesperson is on the phone while she's in a customer's office, and she's talking to the back-end support people all about the sale, working from a presentation that's been set up by a team that does nothing but set up presentations for her to go to. In the call, she's on the phone checking to make sure that the company can and will deliver the things the customer is asking for, checking facts, checking logistics, and assuring that the company knows what the customer wants and the customer knows what the company can deliver. At the end of the sale, she walks out the door and the sale is left to be closed by somebody else, followed up and serviced by somebody else, invoiced by somebody else, and collected by somebody else. And this person makes 20 sales presentations a week, way beyond the productivity of the normal salesperson. This means that the interaction between the company and the customer is first rate at every stage, from when the customer is first discovered in the lead generation and prospecting stage, all the way to the customer service and follow-up stage to make sure that the sales always are being taken care of by people that are paying a lot of attention to the details of the sale. Now, as always, the market is driving us in this direction, even though we might not be fast to recognize it. It is getting increasingly difficult to find the kind of road warriors that were the backbone of our sales force even a few years ago. The inability of most companies to backfill the positions that open up when people retire or leave has become one of the biggest issues in wholesale distribution. In a recent study, the average age of a commissioned sales rep was 58 years old. That means the entire sales force, or more than half of the entire sales force, is only a few years from retirement. Not only that, but the millennial generation is becoming the majority of the workforce. That means we have older sales reps working with much, much younger people on the other side of the sale. And this doesn't bode well for the future of our ability to sell to our customers. And in fact, as we lose the incumbent sales force, we're going to find that we're busy selling our way back into our own accounts. This is not good, and it's not economical either. The old model is incredibly expensive and inefficient and doesn't bode well for our ability to compete with companies that are moving to the newer model. I'd urge you to get a copy of the book for yourself, and I'll provide a link at the end of the video. The reason this is important is because it addresses one of the biggest factors in wholesale distribution, the cost of the sales force. The takeaway is that moving your sales force into the model of the future reduces costs, increases sales effectiveness, and growth.